Yeah, it was heartbreak for Mayo again yesterday. Dublin claiming a third All-Ireland title in a row. Well, two of the most iconic men in soccer broadcasting were on a journey of learning of the world of Gaelic football, and it culminated in them commentating on yesterday's big game. I am, of course, talking about the legendary Jeff and Cammy, Jeff Stelling and Chris Kamara. You're both very welcome to the studio. Great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Morning. Great to be here.
I suppose obvious first question. I mean, lots of people will have seen your videos done in conjunction with AIB, but just give us the background. You've basically been on a journey to discover Gaelic football. I'm guessing it's something you knew little to nothing about beforehand.
Yeah, the second. We knew nothing about it. No, I mean, AIB were, you know, invited us to come over and sample the game at all levels, you know, from kids just, you know, playing in a park to all intents and purposes and such like, right through to the, you know, the top level and the All-Ireland final yesterday. And it gave us a great opportunity to tour the country as well. We've been to some fantastic place and a fantastic reception, and from knowing nothing about it we now know a little about it, shall we say.
Yeah, we can't say we're experts, but to be there yesterday at the final, you know, because it culminated and started at grassroots.
You picked a good game.
Oh, and it was just so good yesterday.
I want to ask you about the game in a minute, but did the idea appeal to you straight away? Did it catch your imagination? Or did you kind of think, well, Gaelic football, sure, I know nothing about that.
Well, I love Ireland to begin with, so that was a big plus. And then when they mentioned the GAA and starting off in grassroots, I thought, well, yeah, you know, I'm interested. I would like to see how it all works out. And then we got a real taste of it. And then
You've been all over the country.
Yeah. We met Micheál Mearn.
Go on, say it.
Mearn.
Well, you can say it at this stage, can't you?
Jeff can say it.
No, I just call him Micheál all the time. Look, he's a household name. You don't need to say his surname. Micheál. He's a household name.
Yeah. Can you say Micheál Murraherty?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
Now you've said it, Murraherty. There you are.
Well, that's not bad at all. Yeah. That's not bad at all. So you were in the Dinga Peninsula, you were on the Aran Islands, you were up in Monaghan. What did you think of the game? I mean, do you like it as a sport?
Love it. Absolutely love it. You know, now we know a little bit about the rules. We know about the competitive spirit, you know, that goes all over the pitch. Just watching the game yesterday, you know, a referee needs 100 pairs of eyes just to see what's going on.
It was fairly competitive in that respect yesterday.
And just to see the family community spirit, which is just amazing, really. And all this for an amateur sport is just, you know, when we look back and see, you know, the amount of money that's involved in the Premier League these days, it's refreshing to come over here and see what's happening.
I'll tell you the other thing was, we learned, and I mean, you learned more than me, just how difficult it is, because the boys make it look really, really easy. But when we were on the Aran Isles, you know, we had a little, you know, got involved in a little game. And it's hard, isn't it? Even for an ex-pro like you.
Them balls are hard, you know, not like footballs where you can just ping them. They're rock hard, them balls.
You were a tough nut on the pitch, though. I mean, you could handle yourself. I mean, I think you would have been a decent Gaelic footballer, wouldn't you?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, I've spoken to Niall Quinn about it, actually, because Niall's played GAA and he's played hurling as well. And he just said, you prepare for it. You know, you work through it at school and then you get involved in it. And that obviously that's not something that happens in England, you know. So, yeah, if it had been through the school system, then I'd have been as competitive as anybody else.
I told you, Cammy, you took the wrong career path. Always.
Every one of my managers has said the same.
Yeah, you were an expert at getting the ball over the bar anyway, so you wouldn't have had a problem.
No, not at all.
Listen, I mean, I thought it was brilliant the way you got there, because the GAA is all about the club and the grassroots, but obviously the final yesterday, did you enjoy the experience?
It was brilliant. I mean, obviously the atmosphere was fantastic, but the game itself, because it was on a knife edge for so long, right throughout, really. And the fact that Mayo were such big underdogs, and we all knew the story about 1951 and how many times they had their hearts broken, and I mean, they were so close. It was so agonising for Mayo fans, you know, and a lot of people were in tears and yeah, you can't help but feel for them.
Did you get invested? Were you kind of rooting for one team or the other?
Well, the funny thing, yeah, I mean, look, naturally, you root for the underdog. You root for the underdog. The only thing I would say was that slightly divided loyalties because, you know, we went to Johnny Cooper's mum's home.
Yeah, great.
On
the
trip.
Yeah.
And Johnny and his family were so fantastic.
He's a club. I'm from the Fianna club as well, and he is an extraordinary fella. Cannot do enough for the club.
You know what I thought the most extraordinary thing was that we said to him at the time, there he is, look, I mean, he's a good-looking fella, an athlete, he's eloquent and he's funny. And I said to him, if this was a professional sport, you would be making a fortune. Mm. And he said, yeah, but it would ruin the game. You know, and I thought that sort of selfless attitude is brilliant, really. He's a real superstar. And when the game finished yesterday, we went on the pitch, and he came straight out, you know, and hugged us. And what he was interested in was how we'd done rather than how he'd done.
And how did you do? Because I've been watching the videos and they're really entertaining. You can check them out online. Easy to find. So we don't know how you got on yet. How did the commentating go? Was it difficult? Or?
It was better than I thought it would be, because basically Jeff came out with all the names and so I just did the colour after that, if you know what I mean. And I watched the two semi-finals in the week. So Mayo against Kerry. I watched the both games, the replay as well.
You did your research then?
Oh, I did my bits and pieces. The Dubs, obviously, their semi-final, they ran away with it. And I have to say, the Dubs played nowhere near as well yesterday as they did in the semi-final.
No, which was a testament to Mayo, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was indeed, yeah. And Mayo can consider themselves very, very unlucky yesterday. Yeah. When that ball hit the post, I think that was the defining moment.
It was, definitely. Listen, I can't let you go without asking you about the programme that you do, that everybody, I mean, it's very popular here as well, Gillette Soccer Saturday. I actually read an article about it during the week, and somebody saying it is the most unlikely success story that you could imagine, and yet it works. It shouldn't work, but it does work, and a huge amount of it is down to the two of you guys.
Well, it's a football show with no football. You know, you don't see any goals, you don't see any, you know, near misses. You know, you don't see any incidents, anything like that. So, yeah, but it is surprising that it works in that sense. But it's been going for over 20 years now. I mean, and I think even my most optimistic, when 20 odd years ago, you know, I put my hand up and said, yeah, I'd like to present that, I couldn't imagine it would be going 20 years later. But a lot of it's down to the boys, you know, the boys in the studio, obviously, who have got a fantastic chemistry.
And the enthusiasm.
And Cammy, you know, because
the enthusiasm, I think, is a huge thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, everyone thinks Jeff's a genius, but think about it. No goals, no action, no atmosphere, no fans. For him, it's just like watching Hartlepool. You know, but no.
Cammy's made his final appearance on Soccer
Saturday. we started doing it in the studio, and I started coming in with Rodney Marsh and George Best, Clive Allen and Alan Mullery. So I was doing little bits and pieces. And the producer said to me, what we're thinking of doing, we're thinking of taking Soccer Saturday out on the road. So I went, what do you mean? He said, well, just at the grounds. And I said, well, people haven't really got their heads around the studio thing at the moment, like radio on TV. He said, well, do you want to do it or don't you? I went, yeah, of course I do. So I went and did the first ever Envision at a football ground. It was at Cambridge United. They never used it. I think they used it as a little clip the following 2 weeks. So I thought, they've obviously decided that enough is enough. And then 2 weeks after that, we got our first gig at Oxford United. And I went to Oxford United, and we got there about 2 o'clock, and Sky had just got the rights for the Football League, and the ITV commentator was there, was setting up in the middle, and we sort of like set up right next to him, and he goes, you can't go there. What do you mean we can't go there? You can't go there. This is my spot. So we said, well, I think you'll find out that Sky own the rights to this. So I was doing a cross with Jeff, the first ever Soccer Saturday. It's called Kamara Cam, which I'm fortunate that if I'm not here tomorrow, it'll continue being that. So I'm doing Cammy Cam, and he decides to walk across the camera, and I'm having to hold him off, this cameraman, while I'm doing an Envision to Jeff to try and tell him the teams in the game.
Fight, fight!
So I'm holding him, and I thought, that's it now. You know, we've done the demo at Cambridge, and now we've done this, and this fella's walked across the camera as I'm doing it. Anyway, the following week, Soccer AM, Tim Lovejoy and Helen Chamberlain showed the clip and everybody laughed.
And the rest, is, and the history. Rest is history. Very, very briefly, I heard you, Jeff, saying that you were you described as the Laurel and Hardy of sports.
He's Hardy. Look,
he's Hardy.
Yeah, I'm slim.
And I'm slightly tubby.
Listen, an absolute pleasure to have you in studio. A pleasure to have you in studio. The videos are fantastic. If you haven't seen them, check them out.
To be fair, we didn't realise the magnitude of it, Jeff, did we?
No.
Until yesterday, we didn't realise, you know, that
unbelievable,
virtually
Jeff.
Everybody's been watching it. It is unbelievable, Jeff, I have to say.
Listen, guys, thanks a million for coming into us. Jeff Stelling and Chris Kamara. Check out the videos, and there's more coming out over the coming days. Thanks a lot, guys. Back in a moment.